فرشتوں سے پوچھو مقام صحابہ جو معراج کی شب تھے دربان سدرا سرے عرش قدموں کی آہٹ.
اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم, بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. We turn to verse 12, chapter 67, Surah Al-Mulk. And verse 12, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير. Surely for those who have awe of their sustainer without seeing him, without seeing, بالغيب, without seeing. You know, in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, those who believe in the unseen. That was belief. So belief in the unseen, and yeah, you are fearing, you are scared. But the scared is not that which is frightening, like a lightning strike. It's not that this fear, it drives you to stop doing haram, and it provokes you to do good so that you protect yourselves. Inna alladhina yakhshawna rabbahum, surely those yakhshawna khashiya, fear, those who fear rabbahum, their sustainer, bil ghaib, without seeing, the unseen. You haven't seen Allah azza wa jal, but still you have this belief. This is what makes you exclusive. And this is what makes you a beautiful believer. What's in store for you? What's in store for you? لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ, for them there is forgiveness. وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ, and there is a major reward for them. وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ, and a major reward for them. So this is in store for you. Now when we speak about fear, what is fear? The wife, the honorable wife, and we say Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, Sayyida Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, mentions, and here it is mentioned in this narration in Tirmidhi, Hadith 3175, Anna Aisha Zawjan Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qalat, the wife of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says and asked, Sa'altu, she says, Sa'altu radiallahu anha, I asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an hadhihil ayah. An hadhihil ayah. Look how much of benefit 2,210 ahadith narrated by this honorable saint, Sayyida Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. Beneficial questions asked, benefiting the ummah. سَأَلْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ عَنْ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ, I asked Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم with regards to the following ayah. So it is in chapter 23, verse 60. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ, they give which they give, their hearts are full of fear. وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ, their hearts are filled with fear. سَيْدَا حَزَدْ عَيْشَى رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنَا قَالَتْ عَيْشَةُ, Sayyidah Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha asks, أَهُمُ الَّذِينَ يَشْرَبُونَ الْخَمْرَ وَيَسْرِقُونَ, is this referring to those people, meaning their hearts are turning in fear? Is it those people who drink alcohol and those people who steal, are they so scared? قال, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَا يَا بِنْتَ الصِّدِّيقِ. Look how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses, no, O the daughter of the truthful, meaning Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. That's why we say as-Siddiqatu bintu as-Siddiq. So la ya bint as-Siddiq, no, O daughter of Siddiq, of the truthful. ولكنهم الذين يصومون ويصلون ويتصدقون وهم يخافون ألا يقبل منهم أولئك الذين يسارعون في الخيرات وهم لها سابقون. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no, O daughter of the truthful. Just a point of note, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had addressed and mentioned, called Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's title as-Siddiq. And what does the Quran Sharif say? O those who hate the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, go and see Surah At-Tawbah and verse 119.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen.
O people of Iman, adopt taqwa and be with the truthful, be with the siddiqeen.
Wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen.
Be with the truthful. As-siddiq. And the daughter, As-Siddiqatu bintu As-Siddiq, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is advising this ummah that your status is really judged upon your truthfulness. Because what is your truthfulness in terms of you as a believer? What is your truthfulness? As long as you are a believer, you believe in Allah azza wa jal, then understand well, all your other affairs you will be truthful to. If you're truthful to Allah, you'll be truthful in every other. You won't steal. You won't be behaving recklessly with your family members. You will not be acting in a particular manner, stealing, fraud, this, that. You'll stay away from all of this. You are truthful in every walk of your life. This is the meaning of it. So, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying in this hadith, after Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha had asked the question, these people who are referred to in this verse, أَهُمُ الَّذِينَ يَشْرَبُونَ الْخَمْرَ وَيَسْرِقُونَ, are they the ones who used to drink khamar, alcohol, and they used to steal? قال, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا, يَا بِنْتَ الصِّدِّيقِ, no, O daughter of the truthful. وَلَكِنَّهُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُوبُونَ وَيُصَلُّونَ وَيَتَصَدَّقُونَ, these are the ones who fast. These are the ones who perform salah. These are the ones who give out sadaqah. And they fear, وَهُمْ يَخَافُونَ أَلَّا يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُمْ, and they fear that nothing is accepted from them. They do all of this. They're fasting. They're performing salah. They're giving out sadaqah. But they fear that nothing from them, from their good deeds, is accepted. They fear that it is not accepted. This year, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ, these are the people who hasten to goodness, وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ, and these are the ones, and they are the foremost from them. This year is mentioned in verse 61 of chapter 23.
أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ,
it is these who hasten to do good deeds, and they are the foremost of them. So this is the hadith. And this is what we say, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةُ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. You want to know what is khashiyah, what is that fear of the hearts? This year is it. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning it, that you do all these good deeds, but you still fear, is it accepted? Is it accepted? And then you go to verse 13, وَسِرُّوا قَوْلَكُمْ أَوِجْهَرُوا بِهِ, and whether you keep your talk secret or you make it aloud, إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ, Allah Azza wa Jal knows well what lies in the hearts. Verse 14, أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقْ, is it imaginable that he who has created will not have knowledge? He is the creator. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقْ, is it possible, imaginable, that he who has created will not have such a knowledge? وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ, while he is the knower of the finest, he is the knower of the subtle things, he is the all-aware. اللَّطِيف, he knows the subtleness. I don't have to speak loud or soft. Allah Azza wa Jal, I don't have to speak at all, but Allah Azza wa Jal knows what's in my heart. This year, أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقْ, and remember the mushrikeen, what they had said. They said, hey, do you know the sustainer of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? He hears everything. Let's rather speak softly. Let's lower our tone when we're speaking so that the sustainer won't hear. So Allah azza wa jalla addresses this year. وَأَسِرُّوا قَوْلَكُمْ أَوِجْهَرُوا بِهِ إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ, speak in a secret manner or speak loudly. Allah Azza wa Jal knows what's in the hearts. This is Allah. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مِنْ خَلَقْ. Is it imaginable that he who has created will not know? No, of course he knows. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقْ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. He is the knower of those subtle, subtle secrets, or the secrets of the hearts. وَهُوَ الْخَبِيرُ وَهُوَ الْخَبِيرُ. He is the all-aware.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.